In December of 2009, 156 people died in a nightclub fire in Russia. January of 2009, 64 people in Bangkok. 2004, 194 deaths in Argentina. 2003, a nightclub fire killed 100 people in the U.S. on Rhode Island. The latest addition to this list of deadly nightclub fires this past Saturday in Brazil. The maximum capacity at the Kiss nightclub in Santa Maria is 1,000 people. On Saturday night, state officials say there were twice that many people inside the club. The overcrowding made it harder for people to escape after the fire broke out at around 2 a.m. More than 230 people were killed, and more than 130 others had to go to the hospital. There was a pyrotechnic show, like a fireworks display, going on inside the club, but authorities haven't said that it necessarily started the fire.
Normal for me. I don't know what normal is anymore. I never really have done, but there are three parts of me. One, obviously, wearing the uniform. One, being the Prince Harry, and then the other one, which is the private behind closed doors kind of stuff. But there's nothing normal about what we've been doing for the last 4.5 months.
What he's been doing for the last 4.5 months is serving in Afghanistan. That was Britain's Prince Harry. In the British military, he's a captain. Being a prince or princess might sound awesome. Some movies like to make it seem that way, but the reality of being royalty can be a lot more complicated. For example, how do you get privacy when you're a public figure?
They call this VHR, very high readiness. It might look like downtime, but the call to fly can come at any time. It happened once in the middle of an interview.
It wasn't done in the wrong way, but it was just...
It wasn't just being able to do his job that made Harry value his deployment to Afghanistan so highly. It was the simplicity of his life out here.
Prince Harry stayed in these simple containers when he was here in Camp Bastion. It's a far cry from the palaces he grew up in.
It was while he was out here that Harry received news that his sister-in-law, the Duchess of Cambridge, was expecting a baby.
Can't wait to be an uncle. I think it's very unfair that they were forced to publicise it when they were, but that's just the media for you. But I just only hope that she gets the necessary protection to allow her as a mother-to-be to enjoy the privacy that comes with.
It's too much light there, that's the thing.
Yeah, I think it is.
Harry's own privacy is clearly a concern for the prince as well, and he made little attempt to hide it.
I never wanted you guys to be out here, but there was an agreement made to invite you out on the deal that the media didn't speculate before my deployment. That's the only reason you guys are out here.
Back home, the media glare will inevitably be brighter. Perhaps Harry's main interest himself will be getting back out to the front line as soon as he can. Max Foster, CNN, Camp Bastion, Afghanistan.